This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Consider spending another hour or so of your time, as you have it, with the Doug Steffen Good Day opportunity. Doug and Kenny are here. Richie joins us in a few moments, back from his trip to the Turks and Caicos. Jennifer's house got flooded last night, so she's kaputsky for today. So that's the update on the Good Day gang. As far as updates are concerned, tonight, Game one of the World Series. Our poll at DougSteffen.com. The World Series starting. Which team do you want to win? Overwhelmingly, people listening to this program said they wanted the Kansas City Royals to win. 79% of those who voted yesterday at the poll site at DougSteffen.com said they want the Royals to win. 21% therefore saying the Giants. I don't know that I've ever thought this was a National League audience. Apparently not. Anyway, so good luck to the Royals. Good luck to the Giants. I'd like to see the Royals win as well under the circumstances. What else do we have that's going on today? Things that you need to know about. Turkey shifted its position and is going to allow Iraqi Kurdish forces to cross its border with Syria to help fight ISIS. The change reflects escalating international pressure, i.e., this group, the coalition that the president built or tried to build, he and others, to fight Islamic State militants, have put the pressure on the Turks. And so now the Turks say, all right, we better do this in our own best interest, never mind doing business with the rest of the world. So that's good, I guess, under the circumstances. The best thing would be that ISIS didn't exist, right? And that we didn't have problems. People say that that's sort of Pollyanna-ish on my part, but I just think there's got to be a reason for all of the strife and turmoil. God, I wish we, don't we wish we all could figure it out, whether it's personal strife, whether it's political strife, whether it's economic strife, religious strife, all of these things that come about to distract us from having what we think is the best life we can. Speaking of that, what kind of a life do you suppose Derek McLennan is going to have? He's the man who found that hoard of Viking treasure that we were talking about last week. Remember all those artifacts?
Yeah.
Dating back 1,000 years. He's going to join us in a few minutes and tell us the story of what he found and why he went looking for it in the first place. So that's coming up. The man who found all of that treasure here on Good Day. Oscar Pistorius got 5 years. Family of Reva Steenkamp said justice has been served. The sentence was handed down today. Prosecution sought a 10-year jail term. He can be out in 10 months. So is that sufficient? Is that a question to ask? I suppose maybe rhetorically or otherwise. You want to express yourself and you don't want to dial 888-302 Doug. Go to facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day. By the way, our Twitter, say it again, Doug. The Twitter account is how the family of this fellow, Derek McLennan, found us. They found us. We didn't find him. The amazing.
We had tweeted about this amazing story, and Sharon McKee, I think she's Derek's partner in this, tweeted to us to thank us for and to follow them for the rest of the story. So I contacted him and said, why don't you come on and tell us the rest
of the story. Rest of the story from Hong Kong. Leader there, pro-democracy demonstrators talking today. And the talks were streamed back to technology and the world being interested. I'm not interested. I don't really care. But there are a lot of people maybe who are listening to this who are interested. So if you didn't know, you can watch the hearings between the Hong Kong government and the people who are demonstrating. It's being streamed on the Internet. Now, this is accomplished in several different ways and for several reasons, and it's significant because the Chinese government doesn't like this kind of stuff at all. They don't want the outside world looking at their dirty laundry. So the fact that you can see this, I think, that there was protesting and the government shut it down, Kenny, if memory serves me correctly, and now they have allowed it to be seen again in an effort to be made more democratic. Well, that's what the people in Hong Kong want. They don't want a Chinese puppet. They want to be able to elect their own mayor and leadership there, which is what used to be the case in Hong Kong's history. So, you know, let's see what's what and who's who there. Let's see. What else do we have? The Centers for Disease Control issuing voluntary but detailed guidelines for health care workers dealing with Ebola. This is such nonsense. It's frankly, what I find most offensive about this is that it's all common sense and anybody who's got half of a brain, half of a brain, is going to know. And yet the CDC argued about these guidelines for a week before they released them. A week before they released them. Four major professional sports leagues and the NCAA filing a suit today to halt New Jersey's legalized sports betting, which will start, if not halted, next Sunday. What are the... So, who's going to put money on... I couldn't make it through that without chuckling myself. Is your money on the side of the bettors or those who want to prevent them from betting? Governor Christie has been leading the state's efforts to circumvent the federal law that banned the sanctioning of licensing of sports betting. Man, is that a big sentence. In other words, he wants to make betting legal. Christie wants to make betting in New Jersey legal. What does this do? Good, bad, indifferent? Let's say you're going to bet. And by the way, whether this is associated with Atlantic City, if you go to Las Vegas, most of you know, anybody who spent any time in Las Vegas, you can buy a ticket to anything. There are bets, and I don't know whether they're online. I'm not sophisticated enough to know the ins and outs of all this stuff. But I know you can pretty much find a bet going on when I'm going to retire, for example. I'm not going to, but there are some people who are making bet on it. You can make a book on anything, right? Book on when Kenny's going to lose his hair. It's that they're prolific. So the fact that you think there isn't betting going on behind the scenes on all of these games, come on, get real, will you? I'm naive, and I'm not that naive. You know, and I know that in terms of major sport, what do you think Pete Rose got into such trouble for? The betting that goes on behind the scenes in baseball, football, basketball, hockey, wrestling, soccer, you name it. Somebody's going to put a book on it. And so why not make it legal? It's kind of like drugs. Why not make them legal? We have this puritanical, oh, it's not a good idea. It's going on. Wake up to it. And so, under the circumstances, why not make some money or have some money go to, if you can really police this? That's the problem with legalized betting. There always is this promise, oh, it's going to help education. And you know that education gets screwed 85 ways from Sunday. The money never, or no, I shouldn't say never, but most of the time, the money never gets to education. Never gets to education. So, but you get promised that. So what's the promise here? And in this circumstance, is it worthwhile? I guess that would be a question for you, Kenny. No legalized. What would you think? Would it bother you? Would it make a difference to you if there was legalized betting on sports in California where you live?
No, it wouldn't bother me at all. Yeah, I'm sure it's going on anyway.
Of course it's going on. That's the point.
Yeah.
It's like smoking pot or taking crack or other things that are really bad for you that you ought not to do. And so what? But people want to do it. So what makes it so difficult is there's so much money in it. I found out yesterday, here's a pretty good example, a quick example of this, that the state of Massachusetts has legalized the sale of marijuana for medical purposes, going to put up 20 facilities. The stuff will sell for thousands of dollars a pound. That's just the reality. There's going to be all kinds of money made at it. And this is the legal side. In a moment, speaking of things that are cool and money's being made with them, what will happen with all of these Viking treasures? We'll talk to Derek McLennan in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A new piece of equipment about the size of a deck of playing cards is being called the future of law enforcement. It uses no bullets and isn't a new kind of armor, but experts believe it will reduce violence and even save lives.
It's a body-mounted camera now being worn by many police officers. From routine traffic stops to intense confrontations with armed criminals, the cameras have a wide range of benefits. In one community, the use of force by officers declined 60% during the first year these cameras were used, and citizen complaints against police fell 88%. That leads to another huge benefit, fewer lawsuits. With many cities paying out millions of dollars every year in lawsuits against police, taxpayers could be the big winners as these cameras become more widely used. Let's be fair. Thomas Jefferson once said, "Whenever you do a thing, act as if all the world were watching." Little did he know that one day that would be possible. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Derek McLennan, the retired businessman who uncovered all this Viking treasure in a field, is here with us on Good Day. Mr. McLennan, thank you for joining us. What prompted you to look in the place? You're just a fellow out there with some sort of device, a metallic detector. Is it that simple?
Yeah, good morning, Doug. Basically, there's a lot of research goes into looking for treasure, as anybody can imagine, and we go about it in a very serious, almost professional manner. And so, essentially, we have brand with metal detectors. The one I use is a Minelab CTX, and we go into a field after doing research to target it and scan and look for treasure.
So what research did you do? What made you go to this field in southwest Scotland? What happened there?
Yeah, well, I mean, the history is very, very rich. As most people from North America realize, that Scotland has a very rich heritage in history. And, you know, we researched the historical documents, and that particular area has had Romans, Vikings, throughout the Dark Ages, all the way through medieval times with the armies of England and Scotland fighting together. So, I mean, it really is steeped in history.
So what the heck do you find?
I found probably one of the most fantastical Viking treasures that has ever been discovered. I mean, there has been some discovered in England, Scotland, Ireland, Scandinavia and Russia, but this one, I think, is unparalleled in its makeup of the artifacts and the beauty of the objects that we have found. You know, we have found the biggest Carolingian vessel in the world.
Really? How big was this? How big?
Putting it into inches, it's probably about at least 10 inches.
So, are these things just buried in the ground? Were they in boxes? When you dig around, what do you expect to find, and then what do you find?
Well, when you're metal detecting, you never know what you're going to find. The team, the Ayrshire Division, which is the informal group that I belong to, when we do the research, we never expect to go finding anything. But this particular Viking hoard is very, very interesting because it wasn't found in a lead container and it wasn't found in a wooden chest. It was actually buried in leather, like a leather bag. Or
really?
Assuming it's a leather bag.
Mm-hmm. So a bag full of treasure. What do you suppose all this is worth?
Historically, it's of fantastic value. I mean, what it's going to tell not just Scotland and Great Britain, but the rest of the world about the interaction between Scotland and Vikings is priceless. I mean, it's a tremendous historical value. Monetary value, I'm not really concerned about that, Doug, to be honest.
Do you own it now because you found it?
No, because responsible metal detecting in Scotland, anything that you dig out of the ground, which doesn't have any discernible owner, actually belongs to the Crown. So it essentially belongs to the government, and we report it to them, and then they come and do an archaeological excavation, because I didn't actually dig the full treasure out of the ground. I stopped after the first two or three pieces.
So did you vote for Scotland staying as a member of the UK?
I wouldn't like to comment on that. I'll leave politics out of it altogether.
When you said the Crown gets it, I wondered if that stuck in your craw a little bit. What a great story, Derek. Thank you. You're a great storyteller as well. Derek McLennan, who found all that Viking treasure and is going to do the right thing by it and with it. Great to have you on the Good Day program. 21 after the hour.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hit wonder time.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who thinks I'm next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you.
Scottish band.
Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I have
Hi to our friend listening in Portland and the Portland, Oregon area. Anybody out there figure out this one-hit wonder group? Scottish group. Seems to be the Scottish hour here on Good Day. Playing a song by this group. Only had one hit in America. You tell us the name of the group at 888-302-3684. And we'll send you a CD with a whole bunch of one-hit wonders on it. The song is called I'm Gonna Be. Scored gold with this hit during this week in 1988. You can call us now again. 888-302-DOUG. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder group. Want to listen to the song a little more? Crank it up, Michael. This group, by the way, is primarily composed of twin brothers. Their names Charlie and Craig Reed. After they graduated from high school, they formed several punk rock bands before this group was set up. They're well-known supporters of Scottish independence. I think Derek was interested in Scottish independence.
We just have to part out the trumpet.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, that was funny. Anyway, so these people were supporters of Scottish independence. They've been strong activists for the Scottish National Party, Scottish National Party. Back in 2006, they took part in a campaign to free a fellow Scot from the death row sentence in an Ohio prison that he'd been given. They continue to be a huge success in lots of parts of the world. They've never come back to the American pop music scene since 1988. So, who are these people? Crank it up, Michael, one more time.
Oh,
Now, I don't remember this song at all. Can you remember this song?
Oh, very, very well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. The kind of song that'll stay in your head all day.
Yes. Hopefully that's the idea. We want people to keep what we're doing in their mind through the day. Let's see if we can find someone who knows who this group is. Corey, listening in Greencastle, Pennsylvania. Hello.
Hello.
How do you do?
I'm doing great.
That's good. Good to hear that you're doing well. So, what's the name of this group?
It would be Rusted Root.
Rusted Root. Why did you pick them?
Well, I listened to those guys a lot back in college, and I saw them in concert a couple times at University of Pittsburgh.
Really? Huh. So how did they, the name of the group is not Rusted Root, but I was interested that you thought they sounded like Kenny. Do you think this group sounds like Rusted Root? Kenny, I go to for questions like this because I don't know these groups.
Well, Rusted Root's a Pittsburgh band. I'm guessing they probably covered this song because it was a big hit back at that time.
Okay. All right, so that would be a good guess then on your part, Corey, but not the right one. Grand Rapids, we go to Dan. Hi.
Hi, Doug.
How are you today?
I'm good.
That's good. Good to hear. So, what's the name of this group?
Name of the group is the Proclaimers.
All right. How did you happen to remember that from 1988?
Me and my kids listen to that song all the time.
Really? Why?
It just got a good beat.
Just because you have it on an iPad? Do you have it on what do they call the thing that plays
iPod.
iPod. Thank you. You got one of those?
Yeah, we got a couple of those. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and that's where it is. How old are your children?
I got 11, 8, and 3.
All right. So it sounds like this is a good age for that sort of thing. Where are you from originally?
Grand Rapids. One area is on the Iron Range.
Really? Good for you. Right. Nice to have people that are at home. All right, good man. You win the CDs. We'll send them along to you, Dan. Thanks for being on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
According to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, there are over 5,000 robberies every day. Your home could be at risk of being burglarized. Don't put your loved ones and valuables in jeopardy. For just over a dollar per day, your home can be protected from break-ins, fire, and more. Get the latest home security technology from Protect Your Home, your ADT authorized dealer. Over 6 million households sleep better at night with ADT monitored home security. What's more, Protect Your Home is offering you their latest equipment, an $850 value, absolutely free for qualified customers. Protect your loved ones and home today. Call now for licenses and to find out more. The call is free. 1-800-261-3620. That's 1-800-261-3620. Again, 1-800-261-3620. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $36.99 per month. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge. For new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Back to grabbing headlines. Not that I want to grab the headlines, but we're grabbing the headlines and putting a spin on them to a certain extent, because that's what conversation is all about. You can join us, 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler is here. The Chad must be lurking about someplace. The things that people are following in our social media world, are we on top of things with Ebola, or are there other things? Sometimes I just let Kenny go off on his own here. What do we have that's important or that you want to bring to us?
Well, lots of comments this morning about Oscar Pistorius, since he was officially sentenced this morning.
5 years, out in 10 months. Prosecutor wanted him to have 10. The family says it's fair. I think that pretty much summarizes it, right? If you look at the National Prosecuting Authority there, though, says they're disappointed with the conviction and they may appeal it. I don't know enough about the system there, but you got to wonder, what does that mean? Here, usually appeals don't work, right? Do they, in reality?
I don't know.
How often do appeals really work?
I put in a call to Stephen J.J. Wiseman to see
what he thought. Okay.
Yeah, but yeah. I haven't heard from him yet. I think he has a class on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, he does. He's our lawyer, has also a job as a teacher. He's a very good teacher, too. All right, so we'll see what he thinks about it. He'll be able to apply for house arrest in 10 months. Family of Reva Steenkamp says this is the right sentence for him. 3 year suspended sentence for a firearm charge. So that probably would somehow or other figure into his parole, though, wouldn't it?
because he's going to go out on parole after, no matter how much time, he's going to be out early and on parole. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out again, not necessarily knowing that much about the reality of their system. Okay, so what are the comments from our listeners, Kenny?
Caroline says, I am blown away by Pistorius' verdict. 5 years for murdering an unarmed, innocent woman. It doesn't make sense. How is this justice?
It's not our country. Justice is metered out in different ways in different places. Same thing, if you'd have done the same thing in China, they'd have executed you. The ISIS gang would have beheaded you. And so, again, it's different strokes in different countries. What else?
Let's see. Davey says the Pistorius case is very similar to the O.J. Simpson case. It's a 5-star breach of justice, to say the least.
5-star breach of justice. What I find fascinating is that so many Americans are interested in this guy. And, I mean, I really don't care and never did. You had to pull me into this, you guys. You and Richie and Jennifer had to pull me into this story because I thought it was a who cares. Jennifer loves it when I say that. Who cares? But I don't find him intriguing. I don't find him interesting. I don't find anything about this. But yet, the attention. We were playing. Michael had the audio in the background in the studio in Washington, watching the coverage on, I don't know, with his headline news, CNN. Where did that? Who covered? There's no more court TV. So where do you get that?
That was an NBCNews.com feed.
Really? So the news channels can feed it on their websites. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. All right. Excuse me. Okay, any others, Kenny?
John agrees with you. He says, I couldn't care less. I don't understand why the media are hyping this one case so much.
Yeah, well, because it's a story. It's a good story, so they think. People love to focus on other people's problems and not their own.
And it's a celebrity murder case.
Yeah,
those are always big gets.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of celebrities, people in the news, Tori Spelling hospitalized after suffering an awful coughing attack over the weekend, and it's not Ebola.
Dun, dun, dun.
She was filming her reality show, True Tori. Coughed so hard she nearly passed out. So she was taken to Cedars-Sinai, admitted for severe bronchitis and possible pneumonia. She's in the hospital, supposed to stay there for a week. But it's not Ebola. All right? Not Ebola. You got that? Not Ebola. Oscar De La Renta died, but he didn't have Ebola. Just wanted you to know. Phew. Right? Yep. Donald Trump still saying he might run for president?
Jeez.
We'll let that one alone for a while. We have a poll at DougStefan.com today based on the story. And in essence, it's an explanation. Everything you need to know about using Apple Pay. I went into, where was I last night? Let me think for just a second. I went into a restaurant. And they had a big sign on the door. We take Apple Pay. So our poll at DougStefan.com today asks you whether you'll use Apple Pay. A, I already have. B, I will once I figure out how to use it. C, maybe after they get a chance to work the bugs out. D, I'm not comfortable connecting my credit card to my phone. A, that's me right there. Except I don't have I have a smartphone. I just don't use it. I don't have an iPhone. I guess you couldn't use Apple Pay, though, on a Samsung. Now that I think about it, my Samsung's not as smart, according to Apple, as the iPhone. So, Kenny, you don't have... Do you? I forget whether you have an iPhone.
No, HTC One. It's an Android.
Okay. So, will they come up with... I guess that's the practical question here. On the other side, the Android side of things, the Samsung like I have and which you have, are they going to... I guess I think about them as the equivalency of the IBM, the originally IBM connection to Microsoft, and Microsoft sort of being on one side and Apple on the other. Is that a fair comparison?
Yeah, it's it's almost McDonald's, Burger King.
All right, so won't they have to, won't Microsoft have to develop something for all of this equipment to be the same as Apple Pay?
Google, which does the Android system, already has the Google Wallet, which is very similar to what Apple does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long has it been around?
I think it's been around for a while.
So then why hasn't that gotten the same kind of attention as the Apple Pay? Is it just Apple's better at PR? I'm sort of surprised. I didn't know that they had that system.
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I have been reluctant to use it because I haven't heard much about it, and I don't have that much money to start with. I'm really not excited about having my information out there and not know where it's going and who's going to have it.
Yeah, that's what I would say you can't use it on an iPad, apparently, right? You can't use it. I have an iPad and I have an iPhone.
I'm not sure if you can or not.
Mm-hmm. But I don't connect my credit cards to any. I have enough trouble with people hacking me just from where I use it at the gas station or a restaurant or something. Certainly not going to give myself the opportunity to get whacked in this way. I just don't trust the system. I don't trust this technology. They say it's all super duper because if the FBI can't get in, it must be protected. And I guess there's something to that. You remember last week? Yeah, on Thursday, the FBI director delivered a scathing address aimed at Apple and the iPhone, telling us what bad guys they are because they've encrypted the information on the new iPhone so that the guys at the FBI and the other spook agencies, the NSA, can't get it. Ah, too bad, Charlie. Or is his name John, the head of... What's the guy's name at the head of the FBI? I think his name is John something or other. Too bad. Nobody wants, except the people who are foolish. I don't care if they listen to me. I'm not doing anything. That's not the point. The point is that it's illegal. It's not constitutional. It's not what we're supposed to be doing. Da 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 da. Good news for Hispanics. Good news for Hispanics today. A genetic variant that is most common in Hispanic women who have indigenous American ancestry appears to drastically lower the risk of breast cancer. And I never really thought about this. This is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We had the walk that Jennifer participated in, raising money for the American Cancer Society over this past weekend. And now we have a lot of reports come out. The doctors that get involved in these fields, they match whatever activity there is in public eye so they can get more, a little more attention to studies like this. So, as I saw this for the first time, I thought to myself, how many Hispanic women do I know who've had breast cancer? And it's not that I have a legion of Hispanic friends or acquaintances, but I can't come up with a name. Can you, Kenny? You know, anybody? This is a white woman's. How many black women do you know who've gotten breast cancer? I'm sure they're there. Is it maybe because of the prejudice of? But it doesn't play for the Hispanics because the Hispanics get all kinds of publicity every aspect of their lives. So is this a white woman's disease?
I don't think so. I haven't heard anything to suggest that. But I'm fortunate enough that I only have known a couple women that have had this at all.
Yes. Well, I'm fortunate or unfortunate to have a number of people in my life. My sister had it and conquered it. My former wife had it, didn't conquer it. It finally got her. There are some friends, people that I've known over the years that have had it, various ages. Young people, there's a lady that I know, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it, a lady that lived with a man who was a friend of mine and worked in a business that I knew quite well, 39 years old, died yesterday of breast cancer. 39. She's got a six-year-old son. 39 years old.
But tragic.
White woman. So I wonder if this is interesting as far as how it may affect Hispanics, sort of the back door to a story, but it's I think it has some value. John Bond's brother, James. Remember the Spy Who Loved Me? There was, saw this car, the Lotus sports car that was in, it was referred to usually as the submarine car. One of the many glorious gadgets over the years that have been on James Bond movies. This one stands out. The submarine car from that movie in 1977 is on sale on eBay. You can buy it now. The buy it now price is $1 million. Wow. If you go to eBay and you want to bid, this is one of those... there are, I guess there are only three or four of these in existence anyway. Is that right? They only made a few of these. And Hot Rod City, a vintage car restoration and resale shop in Las Vegas, is selling a prop to this on eBay as well. So anyway, that's really, I think... A little over the top, but there's no telling how much money people will spend for things like that. 14 before the hour now on Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-825 8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose today.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 8989.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Hit the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers, just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand, just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at guitarcenter.com.
Good day from the Good Day program. Richard McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler, Jennifer's house got flooded last night, so she's kaputsky. So Richie did a little research a few minutes ago. I was talking about the breast cancer situation and Hispanic ladies not getting breast cancer as frequently as others for whatever the reason.
Yeah, when you said that and you were talking about African-American women versus Hispanic. White women. My wife is Hispanic, and the breast cancer does not run in her family, thank God. But I do remember seeing a lot of African-American women women in the ad. So I looked it up real quick, and it says that white women, and this is from breastcancer.org, white women are slightly more likely to develop breast cancer than African-American women. However, in women under 45, breast cancer is more common in African-American women than white women. Yeah. Overall, African-American women are more likely to die of breast cancer. Asian, Hispanic, and Native American women have a lower risk of developing and dying from breast cancer.
Then one of the conclusions I draw from your information is that we are pummeled with info on white women and not given as much information on black women. That's the way the news media prejudices this, because in my mind, and I bet a lot of people listening to this program who are not of color, think this is a white woman's disease. So your information not only is enlightening, but it gets me to think again about how prejudiced the news media is, other circumstances, maybe even the healthcare system.
Just when I see the commercials for the walks, like for our ACS
women,
I see a lot of African-American women.
So the ones that promoted the American Cancer Society walk that we did last weekend, there were a lot of black women that were in that.
The information that I saw, yes.
Huh, very interesting. All right, up to date on that story. Thank you for the food for thought, Richie. 51 after on Good Day.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Now 53 after the hour. Where's the TV theme, Reggie? Come on, let's get with it. You're gone a couple of days. You got to get at it. Television timer on Good Day. Jennifer normally would do this, but because she's not here, I'll assume the role. NBC News. NBC put a television sequel of Marley and Me into development. Marley and Me. So what do you remember, Kenny, about Marley and Me? I don't remember.
Was that the movie with Jennifer Aniston?
Yep. Owen Wilson was in
the
it.
Dog.
Yeah, the dog, right.
Yeah,
good movie.
Yeah, yeah. So that
I just don't know how they could do a...
That's what I was wondering.
Didn't the dog die?
Yeah.
No, but so did Patrick Ewing, and look at what happened to him.
Yeah, that's true. So I got to have a dream, a shower dream sequence to bring back the dog.
There you go.
There you go.
Right. All right. We have some more television information in a moment. Plus, I'm gonna stretch this a little bit and bring into the picture the world of radio, an interesting scenario that nobody has thought about until now. And I'm going to drop the scenario on you, and I wonder how many radio station operators are going to have a panic because they don't know this story. We'll have that line in a moment here on Good Day.
Years ago, the family doctor was someone who came to your home. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive. Your local HealthMart pharmacist knows you by name, not by refill number. Stop by your independently owned HealthMart pharmacy and see how the tradition of personal health care lives on. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than Decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. Whereas bait block based on no choice eye tests. Time to meet the dose today.
And now, another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Okay, so I intrigue our radio friends and Richie, too, I'm thinking. And this is for television, too. This could happen. We're also worried about our identity being hacked or our computers being hacked. Do you realize that most radio stations that are carrying this program right now, or television stations, instead of being run by a human being, are run by computers? And apparently, somebody has figured that out in the outside world, and a station yesterday in Louisiana that was completely on computer was off. Yes, it's an automated station. Off the air for 5 hours, and when they finally figured out why it was off the air, I'm sorry, 7 hours, there was a note, sort of reminds me of a television show. If you watched last Sunday night, The Good Wife, part of the theme of the show was their computer system got hacked by a ransom site, and they had to pay $50,000 to get back online. And that's apparently what's happened with this radio station. They got ransom emails asking for payment to get the station back on the air. The station has not been identified, which seems intelligent. But under the see, I'm giving Richie food for thought because how much computer stuff do we have here, and could somebody get into it and say, "Okay, give us $100,000, we'll put you back on the air"?
That would not be possible here because all of our stuff that runs the network is off the. It's not online.
Not online.
Okay.
Well, that's actually a good thing, but because you originate all the programming. But in a radio station's case, where the programming comes in again, 354 stations carry this program in some way, shape, or form. So, and I'm going to bet half of them, would you say, or more?
Or more.
Of a computer, and they're taking their information and their
right.
programming through a source that can be hacked. So, anyway, word to the wise. Susan Sarandon is going to play Marilyn Monroe's mom in the Lifetime miniseries, the upcoming series on Marilyn Monroe. She plays Gladys Pearl Baker, Marilyn's mentally ill mother. I wonder why that's, I suppose that's news to a point. I want to know what happened to Elizabeth Hasselbeck. She's not on Fox and Friends, and apparently she's going to be off for a couple of weeks because she underwent surgery last week, taking a medical leave, but the nature of her surgery is unclear, and Fox said that they didn't want to tell any more because Elizabeth wanted privacy. So,
she's okay.
Yeah, I do too. I like Elizabeth.
Yeah.
She's cool in many different ways. All right, so there it is. Information personified. Doug Steffen at 59 After on Good Day.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter.
and it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.